Blog Talk Radio.
Let it rain. Let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it. Sing out. Let it.
Before him and consumes his foes on every side. His lightning lights up the world. The earth sees and trembles. The mountains melt like wax before the Lord. Before the Lord of all the earth, the heavens proclaim his righteousness, and all people will see his glory. Oh, we want to see your
Hallelujah. You are live. This is the Prophecy at the Midnight Hour, and we are broadcasting out of Rockville, Maryland, a suburb of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., the capital of the United States of America. This evening's segment for Wednesday, June 18th, 2014, we are live, is Watchmen, What is Left of the Night? This is Revelation, precious listeners that you will hear, and welcome back. Revelation straight from heaven to the global church and the church in the United States of America. What is the Lord saying to the church? And if we open our Bibles, and before we do, we'll open in prayer, but open your Bibles to chapter Revelation, that is, Revelation chapter 11, verses 4 through 6. In the studio for this evening's segment, we have Pastor Jose from California altar, and also Pastor Nova Mayo from the New York altar. And let's briefly open in prayer. Sovereign Lord, in Jesus' mighty name, we ask that you would open the spiritual ears of all of those listeners that you have brought to hear this precious end-time message. That you would open their spiritual eyes, that they would see into the kingdom of God. And that you would soften their hearts, Lord, that they would hear your voice and not the voice of men, and that your perfect will would be done. You are the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, the God of Elijah, and the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, and we thank you for all those you've brought forth in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Revelation chapter 11, verses 4 through 5. Revelation chapter 11, we'll start at verse 4. These are the two olive trees and the two candlesticks standing before the God of the earth. And if any man will hurt them, fire proceeds out of their mouth and devours their enemy. Verse 5 again. And if any man will hurt them, fire proceeds out of their mouth and devours their enemies. And if any man will hurt them, he must in this manner be killed. This is Revelation chapter 11, verses 4 and 5, in reference to the two witnesses of Revelation chapter 11. And I want the listeners to focus specifically on the fire that proceeds out of their mouth. And as we listen to the message of the Lord in this evening's segment, that you would tune your spiritual ears, and that the Lord would tune your spiritual eyes to see and to hear the fire of the Lord. And as a foundation, we have Revelation chapter 11, verses 4 and 5, and also very many other scriptures, such as Acts chapter 2, that when the fire of the Lord showed up in the upper room, it was a roar and a noise that was heard throughout. So tune your spiritual ears as you listen to the message of the Lord in this evening's segment, Watchmen, What is Left of the Night. Listen carefully for that overwhelming, roaring, rushing wind of the fire of the Lord. Pastor Jose, before we go into the message of the Lord this evening, Watchmen, What is Left of the Night, is there anything you'd like to open up with?
Praise the Lord, Pastor Lou. Shalom.
Amen.
Precious listeners, precious saints of the Most High God, and I want to welcome you to this awesome and mighty message of the Lord to all the nations of the earth, because these prophecies that are coming directly from the Lord are to all of us so that we may prepare. Our Lord is sending these messages one after another so that we may prepare. And like Pastor Lou had mentioned in that mighty prayer as we begun, you need the spiritual eyes and the ears to hear this message and to see it happening, because the flesh will not accept this message. It will not receive this. It will not understand it. Flesh will not inherit the kingdom of God. So this message will not be received by the flesh. This is a very, very, very bitter message. and the flesh will reject it all the way. That is why the flesh needs to be killed, so the Spirit may live, and so that we may hear the Holy Spirit of the living God to accept this message. Because without this message, we will not enter. We will not be prepared to enter. We will not be prepared in the Spirit to enter into the marvelous presence of a holy God. Church of America, we need to return to the fear of the Lord. Thank you, Pastor Lou.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Jose. That's Pastor Jose Pobedilla of the California altar. Pastor Nilda Maya from the New York altar. To you, Pastor Nilda.
Gracias, Pastor Lou.
Hallelujah.
Gloria a Dios. Hermanos, quisiera nada más darle el título de este programa que trata de un mensaje titulado Velador, ¿qué queda de la noche? Que dio el profeta del Señor. Y el título de nuevo es Centinela o Velador, ¿qué queda de la noche? También quiero leerles, Pastor Lula y yo, en Apocalipsis capítulo 11, versículos 4 al 5. Dice lo siguiente, en el capítulo 11 de Apocalipsis, versículo 4 hasta el 5 o el 6, dice, estos dos testigos son los dos olivos y los dos candelabros que están delante del Señor de la tierra. Si alguien intenta hacerles daño, ellos echan fuego por la boca que quema por completo a sus enemigos. Así morirá cualquiera que quiera hacerle daño. Estos testigos tienen poder para cerrar el cielo, para que no llueva durante el tiempo en que estén comunicando sus mensajes proféticos. Y también tienen poder para cambiar el agua en sangre y para hacer sufrir a la tierra con toda clase de calamidades, tantas veces como ellos quieran. Hermanos, eso está en Apocalipsis, capítulo 11, versículos 4 al 6. Este mensaje que van a escuchar, nos dijo el Pastor José, es un mensaje que solo se puede oír por medio de los oídos espirituales. No lo podrán oír por medio de la carne, así que pidamos al Espíritu Santo que nos dé oídos para oírlo, ojos espirituales para ver, y especialmente en los Estados Unidos, necesitamos en realidad entrar al arrepentimiento para poder prepararnos para la venida del Mesías. Gracias, hermanos, y back to you, Pastor Lou.
Gloria a Dios. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Nilda. Let's get to the message. This is Watchmen, What is Left of the Night, by Dr. David Awar, the mighty prophet of the Lord. We will return briefly after this segment as well. This is Watchmen, What is Left of the Night.
somebody's love to the Lord. I want to share a very important message. The mighty conversation the Lord had with me on the coming of the Messiah. When the Lord showed me the vision of the pale horseman.
Wakati Bwana aliponionyesha maono ya mpanda farasi wa farasi wa kijivujivu.
First of all, let me do the chronology how it came.
Kwanza kabisa, hebu nipeane mfululizo wa jinsi ilivyokuja.
First of all, he showed me the church of Christ that is raptured.
Kwanza kabisa, alinionyesha kanisa la Kristo ambalo linanyakuliwa.
That is, has entered heaven.
Hiyo ni kwamba limeingia mbinguni.
And she was worshipping.
Na lilikuwa linaabudu.
And it was a glorious worship.
Na ilikuwa ni abudu ya utukufu.
And then one of the things I've described.
Alafu kitu mojawapo ambacho nimeelezea.
Is the glory on the gown of the church.
Ni ule utukufu kwenye vazi la kanisa.
And I said.
Na nikasema.
You would think they are flashes of lightning.
Ungefikiria kwamba ni miali ya umeme.
Like camera flashes, pia pia pia.
Kama vile mwanga wa kamera pia pia pia.
As they worship before the Lamb of the Lord.
Walipoabudu mbele ya mwana kondoo na mbele ya Bwana.
But one of the things I want to share.
Lakini mojawapo ya vipengee ningependa kushiriki.
Is when the voice in that vision.
Ni kwamba wakati sauti katika hayo maono.
He said.
Iliposema.
Look and see.
Tazama na ukaone.
Who is coming?
Ni nani ajaye?
Then when I looked toward my left.
Nami nilipotazama kuelekea upande wa kushoto wangu.
And I saw the mighty pale horse.
Na nikamuona farasi mkubwa wa kijivujivu.
With his rider.
Na mpandaji wake.
And they were coming with impunity and fury.
Nao walikuwa wanakuja kwa fujo na kwa nguvu.
And he's coming.
Na anakuja.
With so much authority.
Na mamlaka mengi sana.
And beyond that we may not share.
Na zaidi hapo huenda tutashiriki.
But he was coming.
Lakini alikuwa akija.
And then behind him.
Alafu nyuma yake.
I remember I was shocked.
Nakumbuka nilishangaa.
Why the heavy darkness that was following him?
Kwa nini ile giza totoro nzito iliyokuwa ikimfuata?
I want to talk about that briefly tonight.
Nataka ninene kuhusu hiyo kwa kifupi usiku wa leo.
I have shared on the prophecy of the four apocalyptic horsemen.
Nimeshiriki kuhusu unabii kuhusu wapanda farasi wa ine wa kiunabii wa nyakati za mwisho.
You know Kenya.
Mnajua Kenya.
I have prophesied all of them here.
Nimeitabiri yote hapa.
Even the third horsemen.
Hata panda farasi wa tatu.
Of the global economic crisis.
Wa shida ya kiutata ya uchumi wa kidunia.
That I said would come.
Ambayo nilisema itakucha.
It was a meeting like this.
Ilikuwa ni mkutano kama huu.
At the Nakuru Girls High School grounds.
Katika maeneo ya uwanja ya shule ya upili ya wasichana ya Nakuru.
And I said.
Na nikasema.
That there is a black horse that has been released from heaven.
Ya kwamba kuna farasi mweusi aliyeachiliwa toka juu mbinguni.
And I referred you to Revelation chapter 6.
Na nilikupeleka katika ufunuo wa Yohana mlango wake wa 6.
And you see that in less than 2 months.
Kwa chini ya kipindi cha miezi miwili.
The global economic crisis.
Soko zote za hisa za kidunia.
But the global economic crisis.
Kwamba shida ya kiutata ya kiuchumi ya dunia.
That I am struggling.
Na unangangana.
He says.
Yasema.
John chapter 9 verse 4.
Yohana mtakatifu mlango wa 9 mstari ni wa 4.
As long as it is day.
Kwa kadri bado ni mchana.
We must do the work of him who sent me.
Yani pasa kuzifanya kazi yake yeye aliyenituma.
Night is coming.
Kwa kuwa usiku unakuja.
When no one can work.
Ambapo hakuna mtu awezaye kufanya kazi.
And then in verse 5.
Alafu katika mstari wa 5.
He says, while I am here on the earth.
Asema wakati niko ulimwenguni hapa.
I am the light of the world.
Mimi ni nuru ya ulimwengu.
I want to connect it with two things. With the book of Isaiah 21.
Na kitabu cha Isaiah mlango wa 21.
Then I will explain to you.
Alafu nitawaelezeni.
What the Lord is saying.
Kile ambacho Bwana anasema.
Isaiah 21 verse 12.
Isaiah 21 mstari ni wa 12.
Just to tie it up.
Ili kuiungamanisha tu.
This is what he says.
Hivi ndivyo anavyosema.
Again, Isaiah 21, verse 12.
Isaiah 21, mstari ni wa 12.
But I'm beginning from 11.
Lakini naanzia mstari wa 11.
He says, an oracle concerning Duma.
Asema neno kuhusu Duma.
Someone called me from Seir.
Mtu fulani ananiita kutoka Seiri.
Watchman.
Mlinzi.
What is left of the night?
Ni muda gani uliobaki kupambazuke?
Watchman.
Mlinzi.
What is left of the night?
Usiku utaisha lini?
Verse 12.
Mstari wa 12.
The watchman replies.
Mlinzi ajibu.
The morning is coming.
Asubuhi inakuja.
But also the night.
Lakini pia usiku.
If you would ask.
Kama ungeliuliza.
Then ask.
Basi uliza.
It come back yet?
Bado na urudi tena.
Again.
Tena.
I want to explain to you what that means.
Nataka niwelezeni hiyo inamaanisha nini.
Listen, precious people and pastors.
Sikilizeni watu wa damani na wachungaji.
We all know.
Sisi sote tunajua.
That the church is sitting at a critical place.
Ya kwamba kanisa limeketi mahali nyeti sana.
On the coming of the Messiah.
Kuhusiana na kukuja kwa Masihi.
And there is need to prepare a glorious robe.
Na kuna hitaji la kuandaa vazi lenye utukufu.
But I like in John chapter 9.
Lakini napenda katika Yohana mtakatifu mlango wa 9.
The admonition, the warning, the rebuke.
Ile onyo ama kukaribiwa ama kukemewa.
That the Lord is giving.
Ambayo Bwana anapeana.
And he's saying, hey.
Na anasema, hey.
Let me do the work of he who sent me.
Wacha nikaifanye kazi yake yeye aliyenituma.
Let us do the work of he who sent him.
Wacha tukaifanye kazi yake yeye aliyemtuma.
While it is still day.
Wakati kungali mchana.
The night is
usiku unakuja.
The night is coming.
Usiku unakuja.
When you cannot do this work.
Wakati hawezi kuzifanya hizi kazi.
Let me explain carefully.
Hebu nieleze kwa umakinifu.
You see very clearly.
Waona wazi kabisa.
The mandate.
Mamlaka.
Of the rider of the pale horse, the fourth horseman.
Ya yule mpanda farasi wa kijivujivu. Ambaye ni mpanda farasi wa nne.
Thank you. In Revelation chapter 6.
Katika ufunuo wa Yohana mlango wa 6.
Down from verse 7.
Kwenda chini kwenye mstari wa 7.
7 to 8.
7 hadi 8.
It speaks about when the lamb breaks the fourth seal.
Inanena kuhusu wakati mwanakondoo anapofungua muhuri wa 4.
Blessed are you Kenya because I've been teaching this over the years here.
Umebarikiwa enyi Kenya maana nimekuwa nikayafundisha haya katika miaka hii hapa.
So you really understand what I'm saying.
Kwenda kwa hakika mnaelewa kile ambacho ninasema.
But you see that the mandate of the fourth husband.
Lakini waona kwamba mamlaka ya huyo mpanda farasi wa ine
is to be able to bring death to the earth.
Ni wa kukua na uwezo wa kuleta kifo kwa dunia.
That one quarter may be killed.
Ya kwamba robo moja ikauawe.
By plague.
Kwa mapigo.
By famine.
Kwa njaa.
By the sword.
Kwa upanga.
And by the wild beast of the earth.
Na kwa wanyama wa hayawani.
One quarter of the earth.
Robo moja ya dunia nzima.
When I prophesied the Haiti earthquake.
Wakati nilipoitabiri mtetemeko wa ardhi wa Haiti.
When I went down there in Haiti to warn them.
Wakati nilipoenda kule nyanda za chini Haiti kuwaonya.
November 22nd to 27.
November tarehe 22 hadi 27.
And in December I'm going back there.
Na kule December ninarudi kuko huko.
But anyhow when I won.
Lakini hata hivyo nilipoonya.
On historic death.
Kuhusu vifo vya kihistoria.
And it took place.
Na ikafanyika.
Look at that.
Tazama hiyo.
More than 300,000 people died.
Zaidi ya watu 300,000 walikufa.
And the whole earth.
Na dunia yote.
Was shocked.
Ilishangazwa.
300,000.
Watu 300,000.
And the Bible says.
Na Biblia inasema.
These are just the beginning of our pain.
Hizi ndiyo mwanzo za utungu tu.
Then how much horrible.
Basi yatisha jinsi gani zaidi.
Is the bad pain.
Ni utungu mwenyewe halisi.
How more horrible.
Inatisha zaidi gani.
Is the bad pain.
Utungu mwenyewe.
And so when you see the ride of the tail horse.
Na kwa hivyo napoona mpanda farasi wa farasi wa kijivujivu.
Coming to cause a holocaust.
Akikuja kusababisha mauaji ya halaiki.
You kill one quarter of 6 billion people.
Kuua robo moja ya watu bilioni 6.
That's more than 1 billion.
Hiyo ni zaidi ya bilioni moja.
Listen. listen to this.
Sikiza haya.
Then you begin to understand.
But unaanza kuelewa.
That when the rider of the tail horse comes.
Ya kwamba wakati mpanda farasi wa farasi akijimjimwa anapokuja.
When that prophecy will be fulfilled.
Wakati unabiwa utakapotimilizwa.
The rapture has taken place.
Unyakuja umekwisha fanyika.
In the church.
Nalo kanisa.
Has been taken away.
Imekwisha chukuliwa.
Because the church.
Kwa sababu kanisa.
Will not see.
Halitaona.
That holocaust.
Hiya mauaji ya halaiki.
Just 300,000 in Haiti.
Watoto 1,300 halaiki.
And the whole earth was shocked.
Na dunia yote ilishangazwa.
Listen to this.
Sikiza haya.
Then what is that darkness following him?
Basi je, hili giza linalofuata ni lipi?
In Revelation chapter 6.
Katika Ufunuo wa Yohana mlango wa 6.
Verses 7 to 8.
Mstari wa 7 hadi wa 8.
That denotes the rider of the bell horse.
Ambaye inamtambulisha pande farasi ya farasi ya kijivujivu.
He says.
Atema.
But when he comes.
Ya kwamba anapokuja.
His name is death.
Jina lake ni mauti.
And hate follows him close by.
Nayo mauti yamfuata karibu.
Hate.
Kifo.
Precious people.
Watu wa zamani.
If there is any warning the Lord is bringing to the church.
Kama kuna onyo yoyote ambayo Bwana analiletea kanisa.
On the need to catch this moment.
Kwa hitaji ya kuhusiana na kuishika wakati huu.
Then this is it.
Basi ndio hii.
The Lord is saying.
Bwana yu wasema.
But the church.
Ya kwamba kanisa.
Needs to know.
Ninahitaji kujua.
The time has run out.
Ya kwamba wakati umeyoyoma.
Time has run out.
Wakati umeyoyoma.
So we need to do the work.
Kwa ninahitaji kuifanya kazi.
That Jesus was sent to do.
Ambaye Yesu alitumwa kuifanya.
And he ordained the church to do.
Na ye akalitia wakfu kanisa likaifanye.
What is the work?
Na je kazi hiyo ni ipi?
He said.
Alisema.
The Lord Jesus.
Bwana Yesu.
He said.
Alisema.
I am the light of the world.
Mimi ndimi nuru ya ulimwengu.
And in Matthew.
Na katika Mathayo.
He turned around.
Akageuka.
And he told the church.
Na kaliambia kanisa.
You are the light of the world.
Mimi ndiye nuru ya ulimwengu.
So you need to shine the light of Christ.
Kwa hivyo mnahitaji kuiangaza nuru ya Kristo.
Church of Christ.
Kanisa la Kristo.
You are like a mirror.
Ninyi ni kama kioo.
You are like a big mirror.
Ninyi ni kama kioo kikubwa.
Our God is light.
Mungu wetu ni nuru.
He is the God of light.
Yeye ndiye Mungu wa nuru.
What darkness.
Na sio giza.
And so he sent Jesus. Light of the world.
Kukua nuru ya ulimwengu.
For Jesus.
Kwa hivyo Yesu.
Is the image of God's light.
Ndiyo umbo wa nuru ya Mungu.
But listen to this.
Lakini sikiza haya.
Now that he was taken on high.
Na sasa kwa sababu alipelekwa juu.
You are the mirror.
Wewe ndiyo kioo.
But when you focus on Jesus.
Kwamba wakati unamlenga Yesu.
His image reflects on you.
Umbo lake linakuangukia wewe.
And the world see the light of the world.
Na ulimwengu inaona nuru hiyo katika ulimwengu.
And that's why. This is the moment to shine the light of salvation. I know that you've seen miracles. What the Holy Spirit is doing. What he has sent me to do. Across the earth. But remember. You have also received the Lord today. You need to work hard in the field. And win more people to Jesus. Win them to the Lord. In wherever you are. Make sure you win them. Shine the light of Christ. For me, I am just running. I am here, I am in Sweden, I am in South Korea, I am in Australia. But for you,
niko sinde, niko Korea kusini, niko Australia, lakini kwako wewe.
Don't lose the light of the world.
Usipoteze nuru ya ulimwengu.
Remember when Jesus talked about the wedding of the Lamb.
Kumbuka wakati Yesu aliponena kuhusu karamu ya arusi ya mwana kondoo.
In Matthew 25.
Katika Mathayo mtakatifu 25.
He talks about the wise virgin.
Alinena kuhusu wanawali wenye hekima.
That had oil.
Ambao walikuwa na mafuta.
That lit up their lamp.
Ama waliziwasha taa zao.
So make sure.
Kwa hivyo hakikisha.
That you keep the lamp burning.
Ya kwamba unaiendeleza taa yako kuwaka.
At this hour.
Kwa saa hii.
Because you are asking me.
Kwa sababu unaniuliza.
Watchman.
Mulinzi.
What is left of the night?
Ni nini kimesalia katika usiku?
Watchman.
Mulinzi.
What do you see?
Unaona nini?
And I can tell you.
Nami naweza kuambia.
I see the night coming.
Ninaona giza kija.
When you will not be able to do the work.
Wakati ambao utaweza kufanya kazi.
In Isaiah says.
Katika Isaiah alisema.
Isaiah 29 verse 12 we read.
Isaiah 29 verse 12 tulisoma.
Watchman.
Mulinzi.
What is left of the night?
Nini kimesalia kwa usiku?
Watchman.
Mulinzi.
What do you see coming? I can tell the nations of the earth that I see the night coming. But in Isaiah 21, the same scripture, Isaiah was talking to Israel. And he was talking about the conquest by Assyria. And he said, it will come as a night. The morning is coming. He said, the morning was coming. And yet another night comes. When the Babylonians would attack them now. For it is with the church today. We know we are in the dark night now. In the 11th hour. Messiah comes at the midnight hour. We are in a spiritual darkness. Right now. And Isaiah says, I see the morning coming. And yet another night. And when you come to ask, you may come again and ask. Which means it will be short lived. I have seen the glory of the Lord coming in the rapture. But this darkness we have will be overshadowed by the glorious rapture. When the Lord comes, He will come in His glory and get rid of this spiritual darkness. When He takes you. But look at this. It will be short lived. And then another darkness. I have seen the tribulation. I have seen the great tribulation. Watchmen. What is left of the night? Watchmen. What is left of the night? And I say, I see the morning coming. And after a short while, after the midnight hour, there will be tribulation. And the great tribulation. When you cannot preach this gospel, let us do the work of the Father. When the daytime is still here, when we are still in this kind of acceptance, in the tribulation, you cannot preach Jesus. That is obvious. The Bible must be fulfilled. Watchmen, what do you see? I see darkness.
Naona giza.
Coming after the pilgrims. But the rapture will have taken place. And this spiritual darkness, where homosexuals are being ordained as pastors, where they are preaching money and prosperity in the church, where they are pursuing women in the church, where there is immorality in the church, where there are false prophets in the church, the false prophets, their tongues are very weak. They cannot speak righteousness. They cannot speak holiness. They preach a horizontal gospel. An earthly gospel. Even in this town, there are many churches that are preaching an earthly gospel. Even in this nation, There are many churches that are leading you to live better on the earth. They don't have a strong power to rebuke sin and purify the church and prepare the church for the coming of the Messiah. Watch, man. What do you see? I see the glory of rapture when it comes to take you. But that morning will be short lived. So when you have to come and inquire, then in the short while you have to come again and ask. Watch, man. What do you see? What is left of an eye? And I can say, I have seen the pale horseman in darkness. Hate is following him. So at this time, you can do the light of Christ. You can do the light of the world. Look at many people receive the Lord here. The church people are ready. This is the time when the hearts of people in Kenya especially are open to receive him. So please, for me, I am running here and there. But run and do the work before the next darkness catches up with you. Watchmen, what do you see of the night? Watchmen, what do you see left of the night? I see darkness coming with impunity. So let us do the work of he who sent him before it is too late. Remember, when you come to this meeting, they essentially are meant to disciple you. So when you go, you are being packaged that you can now reach out and tell them, let's stop it, let us return to the righteousness of the Lord. You have seen the works of God here. Why does he do these things? And I announced them on radio before. That the cripples will walk when I come there. That the blind will see. Blind eyes will open. That many, many, many deaths will open. And the paralytic will walk. And they happen. Why? To affirm the word.
Neno.
To confirm to you that this word,
neno,
is his.
Ni lake.
Precious people.
Watu wa thamani.
I see.
Ninaona.
I see darkness.
Ninaona giza.
That if you may inquire now,
kwamba ukiweza kuuliza sasa,
you may soon come back and ask again.
Yaweza urudi tena hivi karibuni na kuuliza tena.
Don't miss the coming of the Messiah.
Usikose kukuja kwa Masihi.
You remember Capernaum?
Unakumbuka Kapernaumu?
They saw too much.
Waliona mengi sana.
And the Lord said, Capernaum, Capernaum.
Na Bwana akasema Kapernaumu, Kapernaumu.
Will you today be in heaven and tomorrow in hell?
Je, leo hii mtakuwa juu mbinguni na kesho mtakuwa jehanamu?
Oh, how I wish that many cities had seen what you have seen.
Oh, laiti gani ningependa kwamba miji mingi ijione kile ambacho umeona.
That is the message you had from the pastor here.
Huo ndio ujumbe mliosikia kutoka kwa wachungaji hapa.
They say, said, oh Kenya, oh Kenya.
Walisema, eh Kenya, oh Kenya.
How I wish that our nation saw what you are seeing. They would have repented in the sackcloth and ashes and received Jesus immediately. May the Lord bless everybody, stand up on your feet. Watchmen. What is left of the night? A second time.
Mara ya pili.
He asked.
Akauliza.
Watchman.
Mulinzi.
What is left of the night? Said, I see the morning coming. But in a short while,
lakini kwa kitambo kidogo,
the night comes again.
Usiku waja tena.
Remember the conquest of the Assyrians.
Kumbuka ile shambulizi la Waashuri.
Was lighter than the Babylonian conquest.
Ilikuwa nyepesi kuliko shambulizi la Kibabilonia.
Precious people.
Watu wa zamani.
The current darkness in the church.
Giza lililoko sasa hivi kwa kanisa.
Is lighter than that darkness of tribulation.
Ninyepesi sana kuliko ile giza la wakati wa dhiki.
Lift up your hands.
Inua juu mikono yenu.
And clap unto the Lord.
Mupigie Bwana makofi.
But now.
Na kama sasa.
You know.
Unajua.
But there is darkness coming.
Ya kama kuna giza linalokuja.
That you may work.
Ya kama mtaenda kufanya kazi.
You shall tie the gown.
Mutaitengeneza mtaitakisha vazi la arusi.
Prepare for his coming.
Ujiandae kwa ajili ya kuja kwake.
Watchmen.
Mulinzi.
What is left for the night?
Je, ni nini kilichosalia kwa usiku?
Watchmen.
Mulinzi.
What is left for the night?
Ni nini kilichosalia kwa usiku?
I see the morning coming.
Ninaona asubuhi ikija.
When the church will be taken.
Wakati kanisa litachukuliwa.
At the midnight hour.
Kwa saa ya saa sita usiku.
But then.
Lakini tena.
I also see darkness coming.
Pia ninaona giza likija.
The second night.
Usiku wa pili.
That when you ask.
Ya kwamba unapouliza.
About the night.
Usiku.
You may come back again.
Unaenda kurudi mara tena.
And ask.
Na kuuliza.
About the night.
Kuhusu usiku.
Precious people.
Watu wa zamani.
I hope.
Nataraji.
You will ask.
Mutauliza.
This time around.
Wakati huu sasa.
And not the second time.
Na siyo mara ya pili.
Blessed are those.
Wamebarikiwa wale.
Whose ears are circumcised.
Ambayo masikio yao yamepashwa tohara.
That they may heed the word of God.
Ya kwamba wakaisikie neno la Mungu.
That when you hear.
Ya kwamba mukisha lisikia.
You may now refine your salvation.
Sasa muweze kusafisha wokovu wenu.
And be like a crystal clear mirror.
Na muwe kama kioo kilicho safi kabisa.
Focus on the Lord Jesus.
Mukiwa mnemlenga Bwana Yesu.
The light of the world.
Aliye nuru ya ulimwengu.
Reflect on you.
Akikuangazia.
You are just a vessel.
Na wewe ni chombo tu.
And reflecting back to the world.
Na wewe ukiuangazia ulimwengu.
When they look at you.
Hivi kwamba wanapokutazama.
They don't see you.
Hawakuoni wewe.
They see what you reflect.
Wanaona kila unachoangazia.
They see the Lord.
Anaona Bwana.
Watchmen.
Mulinzi.
What do you see coming?
Je, unaona nini ikija?
Watchmen.
Mulinzi.
What do you see coming?
Waona nini ikija?
I see the morning of the midnight hour.
Ninaona asubuhi kwa saa sita ya usiku.
When it takes the church.
Wakati anapolichukua kanisa.
And when it's just morning.
Na wakati imefika tu asubuhi.
Then comes another night.
Basi waja usiku mwingine tena.
The church is the light of the world.
Kanisa ndilo nuru ya ulimwengu.
The church is the holy habitation of the Holy Spirit.
Kanisa ndilo makao matakatifu ya Roho Mtakatifu.
And so when the church is taken.
Na kwa hivyo wakati kanisa linapochukuliwa.
The holy church.
Kanisa takatifu.
At rapture.
Wakati wa unyakuzi.
Listen to this.
Sikiza haya.
When the church is taken.
Wakati kanisa linapochukuliwa.
The holy dwelling of the Holy Spirit.
Makao matakatifu ya Roho Mtakatifu.
At midnight.
Wakati wa saa sita usiku.
Then even the Holy Spirit has been taken.
Basi hata Roho Mtakatifu amekwisha kuchukuliwa.
Then there is darkness.
Basi kuna logiza.
When you see your sister being healed.
Wakati mnaona dada zenu wakiponywa.
Brother.
Na ndugu zenu.
Use that.
Tumia hiyo.
Use that.
Tumia hiyo.
to refine your salvation. That's why you see me weep for the Lord. Because I tell the Lord, I wish they could know what I have seen. Precious people, catch this hour.
Shika wakati huu.
There is an earthquake coming.
Kuna tetemeko la ardhi linalokuja.
Coming to Australia.
Linakujia Australia.
But when it comes, it hits Australia at the northwest corner.
Lakini wakati inapokuja, inaigonga Australia katika pembe hiyo ya kaskazini magharibi.
And it's very interesting.
Nayo inashangaza.
Because when it hits Australia at the northwest corner.
Kwa sababu wakati inapoigonga Australia katika pembe hiyo ya kaskazini magharibi.
The tsunami generated.
Ina tsunami inayotokana nayo.
Does not come to Australia.
Haikuji kwa Australia.
But begins from the shores of Australia.
Lakini inaanzia katika ufuo wa Australia.
And sweeps the islands next to Australia.
Nayo inayofagia visiwa vyote vilivyo karibu na Australia.
And I see another after coming to Sweden. And I see North Korea. Striking South Korea with 2 missiles. And one of the biggest historic wars breaks out on the earth. Precious people, I also see missiles striking the nuclear facility in Iran.
Pia ninaona makombora yakigonga kile chombo cha kinyuklia kule Iran.
Those who are ears,
wale walio na masikio,
listen to what the Lord says.
Sikieni kile ambacho Bwana yuwasema.
The worship team,
kikundi cha kuabudu,
can you lead us into that precious worship? Walijua vyema Bwana, that is by Angelin.
Je, mwaweza kutuongoza kwa hiyo ibada ambayo ni ya zamani ya wanijua vyema tukiongozwa na Angelin.
And then they will change each other like that.
Alafu watabadilishana vivyo hivyo.
Are there people here who are not yet born again tonight?
Je, kuna watu hapa ambao bado hawajaokoka usiku wa leo?
If there are people who have not received the Lord, lift up your hand, I see.
Kama kuna watu ambao bado hawajaokoka, inua juu mkono wako nione.
There are people who are not yet born again.
Kuna watu ambao bado hawajaokoka.
Then let us receive the Lord.
Basi hebu tukampokee Bwana.
I was shocked. I always make sure I ask.
Kila wakati mimi uhakikisha nimeuliza.
I see everybody wants to take him now.
Naona kila mtu anataka kumchukua sasa.
I want you to shout.
Nataka mupaze sauti zenu.
Until the business in town comes to stop.
Hadi biashara.
Hallelujah. You're listening to Watchmen, What Is Left of the Night, the message of the Lord given by the Lord's bondservant, Dr. David O'War, the mighty prophet of the Lord, at an end-time revival in Kenya. This is an end-time revival in the public domain in Kenya, and the Lord shared the prophetic word quite a bit in a very short time frame. You're listening to the Prophecy at the Midnight Hour. I'm your co-host, Pastor Louis Loop of Maryland Altar, and in the studio by phone we have Pastor Jose Bobadilla from the California Altar, and also Pastor Neil DeMaio from the New York Altar. We have all been blessed to be at the revival meetings of the Lord, several apiece actually, as witnesses to the end time revival. And that was the message from the mighty prophet of what is left of the night from Isaiah chapter 21, verses 11 through 12. An astonishing teaching and message from the Lord that you won't hear in the church, you won't hear on the television, you won't hear on the radio, unless you're listening to Jesus is Lord radio. This is the message of the Lord's bondservant. This is the message of our God to the church today. And as a recap, we should be well aware now that we are in the beginning of birth pains. This is the Daniel chapter 12, days of distress. and the message as an entirety as a warning to the church, a very stern warning. This lines up exactly with the rapture prophecy that we heard last segment, the urgent warning to the church that time has run out. It is time to do the work of the Lord. And precious people, the Church of Christ, don't we know that we are the light of the world, that we are to shine the light of Christ regardless of the darkness around us? And in fact, how much more brighter will that light be given the darkness? Shine the light of salvation. We'll get to a couple of scriptures as well, and one specifically as a foundation is Matthew chapter 4, verse 17. From that time on, Jesus began to preach, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." That's Matthew chapter 4, verse 17 in the New International Version. Let's read it also in the King James Version. This is Matthew chapter 4, verse 17. These are the words of our Lord and Savior. "From that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, 'Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.'" And some versions read, "immediate repentance." The Lord is commanding immediate repentance, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And as we went through several scriptures last week as foundations, Luke chapter 9 on Zacchaeus, we find the target scripture when Zacchaeus repented. And we'll start at just verse 8 very quickly. This is Luke chapter 19, verse 8. Here's repentance in action. This is what the Lord is talking about. This is what we heard from the message of the Lord, to shine the light of Christ. Verse 8, Luke chapter 19. "But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, 'Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount.' And Jesus said to him," verse 9, "'Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost.'" That's Luke chapter 19, verses 8 and 9. Early on, we see that people are muttering against the Lord, for he was a guest in the house of a sinner. And these were sinners that were repenting. Zacchaeus was a very wealthy tax collector. That's Luke chapter 19, Matthew chapter 4, anchoring on the Gospels. Of course, we have Acts chapter 5, verse 30 through 31. Acts chapter 5, verse 30 through 31. "The God of our ancestors raised Jesus from the dead, whom you killed by hanging him on a cross. God exalted him to his own right hand as Prince and Savior, that he might bring Israel to repentance and forgive their sins." That's Acts chapter 5, verse 30 through 31. And we see a very consistent theme, a thread woven throughout the entire Bible. You've heard us say it before, and it's worth repeating. We see the plan of salvation and redemption and repentance from Genesis to Revelation, where five of the seven churches are commanded to repent. Pastor Jose, before we get into any more scriptures, we'll take a look at a few more specifically on repentance and shining the light of Christ. That's a very powerful message. What has the Lord placed on your heart for the listeners this evening?
Amen, Pastor Lou. Yeah, very, very, very powerful message. And, you know, blessed are those whose ears are circumcised. You know, that is a true blessing, precious people. You know, here in America, we think that all the possessions and wealth and key jobs and homes, our bank accounts, 401ks, you know, we succeed in things here in this world, and we believe that those are blessings from the Lord. And, you know, a true blessing at this hour is for your ears to be circumcised to hear his voice and to prepare for his return. All those other possessions are just weights, are going to keep people here in this world, here in the darkness that is coming. We heard that the darkness comes right behind the pale horse. And we know that when the pale horse is released, the Holy Church of Christ will be in heaven. And a quarter of the earth is going to be killed at that time. Precious saints of Jehovah, we cannot continue with business as usual. The time is so critical for the church. The church in America is not, as of right now, partaking of this end time revival. Latter glory, these open heavens. The church in America believes she is on the road to heaven right now. Mm-hmm. And Church of Christ in America, we need to wake up. We need to repent. We need to weep before the Lord. We need to be a separate people. We need to be mirrors, as we heard. Very powerful what we heard. We need to be mirror images of Christ so that when the world sees us, they no longer see us, but they see Christ in us. We need to be vessels of honor, precious people. We need to be surrendered fully to the work of the Lord. We need to turn away from the ways of this world, precious people. John chapter 9, verse 4, as we heard, very powerful. While it is still day, we need to do the work of the Lord, because that night time is coming. And we know that that night time represents the tribulation, where we can no longer do the work of the Lord. The Holy Spirit will be gone with the Holy Church, and the Antichrist will rule. Satan will rule. Chaos will be upon this earth. We need to repent and turn away from all the ways of this world, precious people. I want to read one scripture, Pastor Lou, before I turn it back to you.
Amen. Amen.
And it's in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 50 through 58. Again, that's 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 50 to 58. I declare to you, brothers and sisters, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable. Listen, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed. In a flash, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed. For the perishable must clothe itself with the imperishable, and the mortal with immortality, immortality. When the perishable has been clothed with the imperishable and the mortal with immortality, then the saying that is written will come true. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, he gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourself fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. Thank you, Pastor Lou.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Jose. That's Pastor Jose Bobadilla of the California Altar sharing the 1 Corinthians. That's 1 Corinthians. He was reading chapter 5, verses 50 through 58. Let's not be deceived. Flesh and blood does not inherit the kingdom of God. We thank the Lord for that scripture. And it's the evidence of the Lord that the things of this earth are dying. Whether it's the money, the 401ks, the gun collections, the beauty, the houses, the cars, the boats, the status, the fame, the fortune, it is all fading. The Lord tells us it's like a flower that comes up in the morning and then is withered by the sun in the afternoon, in the evening. Such is the shortness of our time here and the temporality of life here on planet Earth. And because of sin and decay, it dies, and flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. A very mighty and powerful scripture. We have Pastor Albanos on another line. And Pastor Albanos, I apologize if you're listening. We're having technical difficulties in the switchboard and bringing you in. But in the meantime, Pastor Nilda, Maya of the New York Altar, what's the Lord sharing with you today?
Gloria a Dios, Pastor Lou.
Gloria a Dios.
And Pastor Jose and Pastor Albanos.
Amen.
I would like to address the Spanish-speaking audience. Amados hermanos, quisiera tratar de resumir un poco este mensaje, que en realidad es un mensaje tan poderoso y tan profundo. Voy a tratar de dar un resumen y ilustrar la importancia de este mensaje. El profeta del Señor dio este mensaje en Kenia y habló, el título es Velador que queda de la noche. Voy a leer la escritura en la cual él estaba dando, sobre la cual estaba dando este mensaje. Es en Isaías 21, versículos 11 y 12, que dice, este es el mensaje que recibí acerca de Edom. Alguien de Edom sigue llamándome, centinela, ¿cuánto falta para la mañana? ¿Cuándo se acabará la noche? El centinela contesta, ya llega la mañana, pero pronto volverá la noche. Si quieres preguntar otra vez, entonces regresa y pregunta. Esta escritura fue la que estaba hablando el profeta de, digamos ahora, cuando llegan a preguntarle, centinela, centinela, ¿qué ves? Y el profeta dice que él veía que venía la gloria del rapto llegaba, pero que iba a ser corta esa luz que venía, esa gloria. Después de eso, él veía el caballo, el jinete del caballo amarillo, que venía con mucha autoridad e impunidad. Ese jinete sabemos que trae, se llama muerte y trae también el infierno. Entonces lo que está aconsejando el profeta por todo esto es de que él espera que nosotros preguntemos la primera vez cuando dice que veía venir la gloria, el rapto, pero espera que no estemos aquí para preguntar la segunda vez cuando venía esa oscuridad que viene durante durante el tiempo de oscuridad que llega aquí, que va a llegar después del rapto de la iglesia. También dijo él que si creemos que ahora la iglesia, hay oscuridad en la iglesia ahora, después del rapto esa oscuridad va a ser todavía más fuerte que ahora. Entonces él dijo que cuando él miró a su izquierda, él vio ese caballo amarillo venir y dice también que él habló sobre, cuando él dio la profecía sobre el jinete del caballo negro que venía, y citó Apocalipsis 6 en una reunión, él dijo una reunión como esta en la que estaba hablando hoy, dice que él dio esa profecía, y dice que ya vimos cómo sucedió, cómo llegó la crisis global económica, así que se cumplió esa profecía que él dio. Dice que él también vio, habla también de cuando el Cordero rompió el cuarto sello y que el mandato que se le dio al cuarto caballo, al jinete del caballo amarillo, es de traer muerte a un cuarto de la tierra, de los moradores de la tierra. Dio el ejemplo de cuando él profetizó y fue a avisarles, advertirles sobre el terremoto de Haití, y sucedió. Entonces, dice que la Biblia dice que estos solo son los principios del dolor de parto. Así que cuando veas al jinete del caballo amarillo venir, es que él viene a destruir una tercera parte de los moradores de la tierra. Y dice que la iglesia para ese tiempo ya será quitada, se va a ir en el rapto, porque la iglesia no verá este tiempo tan terrible. En Apocalipsis 6, del 7 a 8, denota el jinete del caballo amarillo, y ahí dice quién es él, que su nombre es muerte. El Señor dice que la iglesia tiene que saber que el tiempo ya se acabó, que tenemos que hacer el trabajo que Jesús vino a hacer aquí y que nos ordenó a nosotros también hacer. Y ese trabajo es ser luz del mundo, porque Jesucristo es la luz del mundo, y nosotros también somos como un espejo que tiene que reflejar esa luz de Jesús. Tú eres el espejo que cuando la gente te mira, ven el reflejo de la salvación que trajo Jesucristo. Dice que ahí en esta reunión, donde estaba hablando el profeta, vieron muchos milagros, pero advierte que hay que ir a hacer el trabajo. Dice que Mateo 25 habla de las vírgenes, las que tenían aceite, que tenemos que asegurarnos que nosotros mantengamos esa luz encendida con ese aceite. Dice que cuando le vuelven a preguntar, velador, ¿qué queda de la noche? Él puede decir que ve el día, que ve el día que no se podrá hacer el trabajo. Habló también esa escritura que habla sobre hacer el trabajo ahora en el día cuando se pueda, que está en Juan, estaba en Juan 9, capítulo 4. Quisiera leer esa porque esa también es importante. Dice, debemos llevar a cabo, ese es Juan 9, versículo 4, debemos llevar a cabo cuanto antes las tareas que nos encargó Él, que nos envió. Pronto viene la noche cuando nadie puede hacer el trabajo. Pero mientras estoy aquí en el mundo, yo soy la luz del mundo. Así que, hermanos, tenemos nosotros que hacer, que reflejar esa luz de Jesucristo y hacer el trabajo ahora, porque la oscuridad que viene durante la tribulación y la gran tribulación va a ser mucho peor que la oscuridad que está en la iglesia hoy. Y vemos que la oscuridad hoy en día es bastante, bastante profunda, pero nada comparado con el tiempo de la tribulación y de la gran tribulación. En ese tiempo, dice el profeta, no se podrá predicar este evangelio, no se podrá predicar a Jesús. Entonces les animamos a que hagan el trabajo hoy, que oren al Espíritu Santo para que nos abra los oídos espirituales, los corazones espirituales, los ojos espirituales, para que podamos recibir este mensaje primeramente y después poder también compartirlo con todo el que escuche. Gracias, hermanos, y Shalom. Back to you.
Gloria a Dios. Gloria a Dios. Thank you, Pastor Nelda. Pastor Nelda Meyer, the New York altar, sharing the word of the Lord on the prophecy at the midnight hour. We were listening to Watchmen, What Is Left of the Night, the message of the Lord by the mighty prophet of the Lord, Dr. David Awar. And I believe we have the switchboard problems resolved. We have Pastor Albanos in on the switchboard. Pastor Albanos, if you can hear us, thank you so much for your patience. What's the Lord put on your heart this evening? Are you there, Pastor Albano?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you so much, Pastor Lou. And Pastor Nilda and Pastor Jose and our precious listeners. I just want to share two scriptures. One of them is Matthew chapter 6, verse 24. Matthew chapter 6, verse 24. Says, no one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. The other one I want to share with you is Galatians chapter 5 from verse 22. Galatians chapter 5 verse 22. Also, I would like to encourage our listeners to read from verse 19, but for the sake of the time, I'm just going to read it from verse 22. It says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things, there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking and envying each other. Amen. According to this, when you look at the church, especially in the United States, at this midnight hour or close to the midnight hour, it's 1 minute before midnight or close to midnight, you can see the church in America, for the most part, is opposite of the scripture in Galatians chapter 5 from verse 22. And that's very scary, especially right now, when the mighty prophet gave that prophecy that the Messiah is coming, but the church is not ready. There you go. You can see, as a Christian, if you want to check your salvation, you have that verse, Galatians chapter 5 from verse 22. But you see the opposite of that in most Christians today. There's no compassion in churches. We have hate, falsehood, false prophet, immoral dressing. Pastors are not accessible anymore to the sheep. You try to contact pastors, most of them you never get hold of them, and they're supposed to be leading the sheep. You talk to most Christians or even non-Christians, they believe most Christians are full of liars, lying in the church, and that's very, very sad when we are supposed to reflect the image of Christ. Back to you, Pastor Lou.
And thank you, Pastor Albanos. As the Lord would have it, we had in the queue Romans chapter 6, verses 1 and 2, and it lines up consistently throughout Scripture, even with Galatians 5 that we just read as well, and that is we see grace abused, the grace of our Lord abused in the church, and we see so many running around and thinking and saying, you know, we have the grace of our Lord. Don't come at us with legalism. And yet we read clearly in Matthew that Jesus says, depart from me, all ye that are practicing lawlessness. I never knew you. That's Matthew chapter 7, verse 23. The Lord declares, I never knew you, those who practice lawlessness. We see in Romans chapter 6, verse 1 and 2, this is Romans chapter 6, verse 1 and 2, what shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning that grace may increase? By no means. We are those who have died to sin. How can we live in it any longer? That's Romans chapter 6, verses 1 and 2. And again, what shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase? Because that's certainly the way the church looks today. But the Lord tells us through the Apostle Paul and the mighty Holy Spirit, by no means. We are those who have died to sin. How can we live in it any longer? And as we hit target scripture, verse 11 and verse 12, Romans chapter 6, in the same way, count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body so that you obey its evil desires. Verse 12, therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body so that you obey its evil desires. Exactly what the Lord tells us in Matthew chapter 7, verse 23, when he says they are those that practice lawlessness. We see lawlessness in the church, and the Lord is warning us sternly, firmly and consistently to depart from lawlessness, to repent from those sins of abusing the grace, repent from the sin of being very lax with the holiness of the Lord and taking the holiness of God and the righteousness of God down to man's standards versus the standards of the Lord, which change not, and his holiness and righteousness endures forever, and we've taken a very carnal attitude to it in the church, and we go to church dressed any way that we want to. Our language is foul and gossipy. The name of our Lord is blasphemed amongst the Gentiles because of us, and they see us and say, who wants any part of that lawlessness? There's plenty of lawlessness to go around outside of the church who would make that effort to enter into one of those facilities? Aren't we supposed to be the light of Christ in the earth, to be separated, to be a holy people and a peculiar people? There's nothing legalistic in that whatsoever. In fact, we know and we read over and over again that it's by the power of the mighty Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit that dwells within us, we are the holy habitation of the Lord, not the unholy habitation, but the holy habitation of the Lord. And we should be a very bright light, particularly today, given the darkness that has permeated the church and as a result has permeated our society. And we have seen the whoredoms spread across the land. We have seen bitterness and anger and envy and violence and strife. And you find them all in the house of the Lord. That was Romans chapter 6, actually from 1 to through 12, the entire chapter of Romans chapter 6 is about the power that the Lord has given us by the power of the mighty Holy Spirit to overcome sin. It uses the language dead to sin, which means we don't serve two masters, sin and righteousness. Now, we serve the Lord in righteousness, not the world in sin and death and decay. Pastor Jose, we have about 5 minutes. Is there anything else that you would like to add?
I just wanted to read one more scripture before we close out, Pastor Lou, that also speaks about the sin. And it's a very powerful scripture, and it's in Hebrews chapter 10. And I'm going to read from 26 through 31. Again, that's Hebrews chapter 10, verses 26 through 31, precious people. If we deliberately keep on sinning after we have received the knowledge of the truth, no sacrifice for sin is left, but only a temptation of judgment and of raging fire that will consume the enemies of God. Anyone who rejected the law of Moses died without mercy on the testimony of two or three witnesses. How much more severely do you think someone deserves to be punished who has trampled the Son of God underfoot, who has treated as an unholy thing the blood of the covenant that sanctified them, and who has insulted the Spirit of grace? For we know him who said, "It is mine to avenge, I will repay." And again, "The Lord will judge his people. It is a dreadful thing to fall into the hands of the living God." So that is a clear and direct warning. If we continue to abuse the grace that we have been given on the cross, the perfect job that our Messiah did for all mankind, treasure that. And we need to turn away from all sin and repent. The Messiah is about to return, precious people, for a holy church, for a bride that has made herself ready. Thank you, Pastor Luke.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Jose. Pastor Albanos, we have about 4 minutes in change, and I know we lost you on the switchboard earlier. Thank you again for your patience. Is there anything else before we close?
Thank you so much, Pastor Lou. The one thing I would like to encourage our listeners to know exactly where we are in the prophetic timeline is to read at their own time 2 Timothy chapter 3 from verse 1 going down 1 to verse 5, and also Revelation chapter 6 from verse 2 to 8. Those horsemen, I know I heard Pastor Jose talking about the horsemen, release of the horsemen, and I would like to surprise our listeners that all those horsemen, four horsemen, they have already been released, prophesied, and fulfilled. Now that can show them how close we are to the return of the Messiah. This is not the time to be joking around with the salvation. This is the best time to do the spiritual audit, to see where we are. Are we walking righteousness? When other people see us, do they want to be Christians, or do they want to run away from Christ? We have our repentance. When we repent, our repentance has to bear fruits. And one of the fruits is holiness and righteousness. You cannot be recycling back to sin as a Christian. This is the best time for you to release the fragrance or good smell of righteousness, so people want to come to Christ as we wait for the glorious coming of the Messiah. Back to you, Pastor Lou.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Albanos. And that's for a future segment. You heard Pastor Albanos uncork the prophecy of the four horsemen in the book of Revelation that we're actually seeing unfold in real time before our very eyes. Time is over. This is no time to fool around. The Messiah is coming, and we need to get ready. We need to be prepared. It is time to do an audit and an inventory. This is not holiness graded on a curve. Too often in the church, we grade ourselves one to another or one to the world. And the Lord does not grade our holiness and righteousness on a curve. If he did, the Messiah would not have needed to come and die and be tortured on our behalf. We have the blood of the Lamb to go forward and offer the perfect sacrifice. If you find right now that you're short on the inventory, that you've abused the grace, that you wouldn't enter at this point in time, let's return to the Lord and pray. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, I repent. I repent for abusing your grace. I repent for all my sins. Prepare me, mighty Holy Spirit, that I would enter into the kingdom of God. Remember me, Lord.
Remember me, Lord.
For your church in the rapture. Thank you for the blood of the Lamb. And fill me, mighty Holy Spirit, that I walk in righteousness. This day, I am born again. Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We'll return again on Sunday and take a look at the horsemen. And we thank you for joining. Everyone is welcome. We bless the Lord for the opportunity. And until the next time in the next segment, shalom, shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom.